Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Recently on this programme, I spoke to Tadhg Daly of Nursing Homes Ireland about the fact that small private nursing homes are closing down due to what he says are failings in the Fair Deal system. St Anne's in Charlestown in County Mayo is the latest to announce that it will close its doors. Director of Nursing Karen Jussol is on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
So tell me first about the nursing home, about St Anne's. How long has it been up and running? How many residents do you have?
St Anne's has been in existence for 40 years this October. And we currently have 25 residents.
And the owner there is Kathleen Smith. And Kathleen has been involved right from the beginning.
She has, yes. Her and her husband started the nursing home in 1983. Her husband, Vincent, sadly passed away in 1990, but she carried on the business until now.
So tell us a little bit then, Karen, about why Kathleen and the management of St Anne's have decided that it's just no longer viable to keep going.
Yeah, I would say certainly for the last 6 months, we've been firefighting. We receive Fair Deal money, which is no longer meeting the cost of living, really. The cost of living charges has been in effect since 2009, and it really hasn't been looked at since then. So it's just not fit for purpose anymore.
So that started to bite, has it, in recent months because of the inflation problems?
Yes, mostly, yes. But I suppose because of regulation as well, which is absolutely needed. When the regulatory bodies come in and look at the nursing home and then there's improvement requirements needed, there's not always the finances for the bigger jobs. And, you know, the Fair Deal isn't reflecting any of that.
Because St Anne's, we know from the report from HICWA, it's broadly compliant with their standards. They were very complimentary about the relationship between the staff and the residents and the care provided. But they did have some issues. And in order to fix those issues, you'd have to spend money, capital.
Yes, yeah, and the money just isn't there because of all the other cost of living expenses and staffing as well, because staffing now has, you know, they introduced sick pay and the minimum wage rose, which is all absolutely correct, but there's nothing to kind of plug the gaps, really. Mm-hmm. So it's hard, you know, and our staff team are absolutely amazing.
Tell me a little bit about that, Karen, because you had to obviously break this news to the staff and to the residents and to the relatives. So starting with the staff, yes. How did you do that?
Last Monday, we had a meeting with the staff and just told them how it was going to be, really. So I think most of the staff team were aware that we'd been having sort of financial difficulties, but wasn't really aware how bad it was. And yeah, staff were in tears, residents were in tears, relatives were in tears, and we have a really low turnover of staff. So the staff have been really committed to the residents for a number of years. And yesterday, our first resident left to go somewhere else, and it was heartbreaking, Claire, really heartbreaking.
To see that person walking out the door.
The first person to go, yeah, and two more are going tomorrow. They're a married couple. They've been with us for 9 years. You know, the lady doesn't want to go. The husband is, he's poorly. So she doesn't want to go. She said that she didn't want to go. Where she is going, where they are going, it is lovely. But, you know, this has been their home. You know, these residents have been with us a long, long time.
It's traumatic.
So it really is. And I suppose, you know, we have to look at where, you know, we're always advocating for residents' rights and giving them choice. But they have no choice in this process whatsoever, you know. So it's really difficult. It's going to be a really traumatic few months.
And Karen, did you and the owner and the rest of the management, did you engage with the HSE? Did you tell them what your problems were? Were you offered any help?
The HSE have been very helpful in that they've been helping us on a week-to-week basis. But in terms of, you know, investment, there isn't a procedure for that.
So there's no help forthcoming?
No, our only option now is to close the doors.
Mm-hmm. And what about finding alternative places for your residents to go? Obviously, you've had success in those instances you've told us about, but has it been difficult?
There are vacancies around, and a couple of fairly local nursing homes have just developed extra beds, which is really good for us because it hopefully means that some of our residents can go together. You know, we've had a look around for other nursing homes for relatives that might live overseas or need extra advice. So, you know, we've had a look, and the other nursing homes are being really helpful and supportive. But at the end of the day, that's not what we wanted. What we wanted was to stay open, you know. So,
and that couple that you mentioned, they've been with you for 9 years. Are they the longest term residents that you have?
We have another couple of people that have been with us like 10 or 11 years. So, you know, and those people are able to say, we don't want to go either. So, you know, it's really difficult because it's like you're forcing somebody out of their home and you've got no control over it.
Mm-hmm. What's that been like for you?
Horrendous. You feel kind of responsible. You know, I feel responsible, even though I can't do anything about it. I feel responsible in some ways and feel like I'm carrying everybody else's grief. But, you know, I've been nursing for a long, long time, and this is probably the worst thing that we've ever had to do, really. So it's really traumatic.
How long have you been there, Karen?
5 years.
And the staff then who have been there for many years, and you told us about the tears when the news was broken to them, where will they go? Have many of them thought about another job at this stage?
I think, well, they're asking for references and looking around, but most of the staff said, no, we're here, we're staying. You know, a couple of staff said we'll stay till the doors close. So, you know, they've been really supportive, and no one's kind of rushing out of the door. But I suppose as they see residents leave, it becomes, you know, more apparent that the home is going to close. So they have to look out for themselves.
When will the doors close, Karen?
When the last resident leaves, I suppose. You know, I don't know. It's hard. You know, how long is a piece of string? I don't know. It's really hard to plan. Potentially 3 months, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you say about the private nursing home sector? Where is this going to end? Like, do you expect other smaller family-run nursing homes to take the same decision?
Well, I think we're the 21st, and I'm not absolutely 100% on the figures, but we're the 21st nursing home to close within 17 months. So a lot of those are the smaller nursing homes. So I think the bigger companies will survive this, but the smaller, you know, one-off nursing homes probably won't. Mm-hmm. You know, I know of a couple of other nursing homes that are in the same position, so they're struggling as well. So as far as I'm concerned, urgent attention has to be taken, you know, to remedy this. It's time for action, you know, because how is it that 21 nursing homes have closed and nobody's sitting up and paying attention to this? And hundreds of older, vulnerable people have lost their homes, you know, and had to move somewhere else.
And Karen, what kind of budget cuts had you made in order to make ends meet before you got to this point?
Well, staffing has always been a priority, so we didn't reduce any staffing. In fact, we actually increased staffing because of resident need. But in terms of, you know, we've just tried to firefight, to be honest. It's really difficult. How do you cut? You can't cut a food budget. You can't cut heating, light. So, you know, we've tried to find cheaper suppliers. And really that is as much as you can do, because you have to provide a 24-hour service to your residents.
Mm-hmm. Can you remember that moment when you knew that the only choice was to close?
We took the decision, final decision, the week before. And it's... I suppose anger comes into it as well. You think, why is this happening? And then we've sort of prepared ourselves then for the Monday, you know, D-Day, when we had to inform everybody. And because we wanted to do it so that everybody was informed on the same day, it was a really traumatic day, because we didn't want the kind of gaps. We didn't want people to be told by gossip, you know. So we had staff meeting, then we had relatives and residents, and then informed other residents that hadn't been at the meeting.
Such a worrying time for the families of residents as well, the relatives, as you say.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, relatives are, are saying that they don't want their family member to leave. They've started to look around and, you know, I mean, St Anne's is a very small nursing home. So it's the same staff, you know, the same residents. We don't have lots of different sitting rooms and it's kind of all in one sort of hub. It's like a big house. Somebody described it yesterday as a big house. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's, and everybody knows everybody. So it's really difficult for, I suppose, for the relatives to go look at other places. And when they don't want to move, you know, their relative to move either.
So, Karen, what's your message then for government, for the HSE, as you get ready to close the doors?
I think the government need to act urgently. You know, I think, you know, I don't want to get too political, but, you know, the health minister for older people has been saying for months that she's looking at the cost pressures in nursing homes and looking at options to support. But 17 months, 21 nursing homes. Where's the urgency? You know, I just think there isn't an urgency. The whole Fair Deal is not fit for purpose, so that needs reviewing like immediately, not down the line, so that other nursing homes don't come to this. You know, it's just not fit for purpose. The HSE nursing homes within Mayo are receiving approximately €700 per resident per week more than the private nursing homes.
Yes, so, and there's a big disparity there, isn't there?
Absolutely. So how is that fair? If we were receiving anything like that, we would have survived. That's the message, I suppose, is just please overhaul the system and look at it like now and not, you know, not in 17 months when another 21 nursing homes have closed down.
And Karen, what are your own plans? Have you decided what you're going to do next?
I haven't really, no. I just want to get through this period, really, support the staff and residents and see what's what. Maybe 3 months on a sunbed somewhere. I don't know. But, you know, it's so traumatic at the moment that I just want to see it through to the end, really, with the management team who are, you know, excellent as well, and just support the staff and residents through this process.
All right, Karen, well, we wish you well with it and thank you for joining us on the programme. Karen Jussel there from St Anne's Nursing Home in County Mayo.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.